I am come of the seed of the people that sorrow, that have no treasure but hope, no riches laid up but a memory of an ancient glory. My mother bore me in bondage. In bondage my mother was born. I am of the blood of serfs, the children with whom I have played, the men and women with whom I have eaten, have had masters over them, have been under the lash of masters, and, though gentle, have served churls. And now I speak, being full of vision. I speak to my people, and I speak in my people's name to the masters of my people. I say to my people that they are holy, that they are august despite their chains, that they are greater than those that hold them, and stronger and purer, that they have but need of courage, and to call on the name of their God, God the unforgetting, the dear God that loves the peoples for whom he died naked, suffering shame. And I say to my people's masters, beware. Beware of the thing that is coming. Beware of the risen people who shall take what ye would not give. Did ye think to conquer the people, or that law is stronger than life and than men's desire to be free? We will try it out with you. Ye that have harried and held, ye that have bullied and bribed, tyrants, hypocrites, liars. That was the first time it had happened since Moscow. The first time a capital city had been burned in over a century. Outside, the putrid stench of the two rotting horse carcasses filled the air. Because the windows had been smashed, it was impossible to shut out the odor. Several of the men became nauseous and vomited their breakfast, which was a shame, because the commandant had the commissary running as smoothly as a restaurant, and the food was finally decent.